about how to live? We wrote this book to help make dying something we can get to know a little better. We don't mean to suggest that you, or anyone, can take the reins and control how all of it's going to go. Part of the challenge here is tempering that need for control. Holding on, letting go. There will be lots of boths, not one feeling or another, but a combination. Death as a subject is not easy, and dying is not painless. We make no promises to the contrary, and we encourage you to run from anyone who does, but we do believe this book will help dying be less painful and more meaningful. Your goals of care. Only a small fraction of us, 10 to 20% maybe, will die without warning. The rest of us will have time to get to know what's going to end our lives. As discomforting as that can be, it does afford us time to live with this knowledge, get used to it, and respond. We do have some choice about how we orient ourselves towards the inevitable, where we'll die, maybe, around whom, and most important, how to spend the time meanwhile. To make those choices manifest, you'll need to be clear about your goals of care. This is a phrase borrowed from the field of palliative care that's becoming increasingly common. By thinking through how you want the end of your life to look, you'll find a useful way to face decisions that need to be made along the way. Identifying your goals is more than simply making a list of priorities. It's a process that helps you figure out what your priorities are while traversing aging or infirmity. That means listening to yourself as well as to others and communicating with those around you about how you feel and what you think. It's a sure way to land on decisions you and those around you can live with. Your goals of care will follow from your answers to questions such as, what's most important to you now? What can you live without? How much treatment do you want and what kind? Where do you want to be when you die? How do you hope to be remembered? Your wishes also need to square with the practical realities of your situation, including logistics and costs. We are not suggesting that your goals are fixed. They will change over time, as your life does. But if you can articulate them, they will become a compass. In this book, we move chronologically through the steps toward the end of life. But you may be on a different schedule, and that's fine too. We're not here to load you up with work. We're here to help you navigate the work that's coming. Use this material in whatever way fits for you. The vast majority of you will bump up against the healthcare system at some point, and it will likely have a significant impact on how you experience life with illness and your own dying process. Our system has profound weaknesses along with its astonishing strengths, and moving through it can be a counterintuitive and vexing experience. There are many reasons for this, but one way or another, they all spring from the fact that the healthcare system was designed with diseases, not people at its core. That may change in years to come, but this book is meant to help you manage the system we have now, not the one we wish we had. That's another reason why the care part of healthcare must always return to you, the human, at the center. You need to stake that claim and protect it. Though it's impossible to throw a footbridge over every trench, we do set out to explain plainly what you're getting into with practical advice for how to approach it all. Feelings, thoughts, logistics, costs. We must acknowledge that culture, religion, and other belief systems play crucial roles in how we experience life and death, of course. We can't do justice here to the power of those perspectives, but we can make space for you to consider the specific challenges laid out in these pages. It is you who will provide the depth to this book through the texture and color of your situation and who you are. It's natural to arrive at this subject with some trepidation. We all do. In fact, we should caution you that reading through this book or even just picking it up might trigger difficult emotions. It certainly did for us while writing it. No one is asking that you give up the fear of death, but with the guidance of those you meet in this book, you might find that it fades or softens. Our ultimate purpose here isn't so much to help you die, as it is to free up as much life as possible until you do. Defining terms. We will interchangeably assume the first person. Sometimes I refers to Shoshana, while other times it refers to BJ. We wrote this book together,